This is episode 64 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the internet podcast / radio broadcast, where I, your host, David Barkley, play one song from every record in my record collection. Going on 3 years, going into the final stretches here. But that one was an oldie. It's a band called Les Aztecs and Oui Je T'aime, Yes I Love You, from 1966, Quebec. Amazing song, as you just heard. Also amazing album. That's actually, I think, came out in the 80s. I bought it when I visited Quebec in 1998. Tying it all together. Such great memories. Brendan Piovesan drove us downtown from the West Island in the Hilton Subaru, and I bought this record. And then years later, I moved to Montreal, and I had, like, this sort of vague geography from that one trip. And, yeah, I still remember it so vividly, so clearly. And then I played that record over and over again for the last many number of years, especially, though, like, 1999, when I did a radio show called Teen Beat. That's like a Teen Beat anthem almost. Every song on here, there's so many great songs. The compilation, so many great songs on here. And that's what this show's all about. It's all about me listening to a song and having super vivid memories and then trying to convey them to you ever so briefly, with still holding the magic for me. I'm going to admit it. I don't even try to give you guys the magic. I just try and say some keywords so that when I re-listen to this, I will be re-prompted to have those memories. Well, coming up next here, episode 64, track number 2, is from an LP called Pebble by a band called Lemuria that I just saw maybe a week ago at the Che Cafe. And they're sort of a, you know, youthful sounding band. I enjoyed the show, and I think that this album will make me really remember this fond time. 2011, and wrapping things up, you know, tying up loose ends, accomplishing things, and maybe finally enjoying San Diego just a tiny bit. Not too much, but just enough, finally. But only the future will tell if this this album will really have that memory power. But let me just introduce it now into my own memory bank. This is a song called Different Girls.
It's in your imagination. It's in your imagination. It's in your imagination. Imagination. It's in your imagination. It's in your imagination. It's in your imagination. One for me, God. Moving on. I told her, baby, well, I'm new in town. Show me the happenings and we'll paint the town. She said, now, baby, let's all go down to Joe and we'll dance to the moonlight show.
That is the Sherlocks there. Another sort of old memory, but a new acquisition. I got this maybe last fall when I went to Montreal. And, of course, it is a Canadian garage band from the 80s. In case you couldn't tell that by the sound, hopefully by now you can. You can ID your Canadian 80s garage rock bands. The Sherlocks, I don't know. I think they were from, like, I don't know. I think they're from Montreal, actually. But I have no special relationship to the band other than the fact that they were on this Canadian garage comp that I got in high school that I really liked. But it was all, like, 80s garage. And so there was this band, the Sherlocks, and then years later I bought their LP, and it reminded me of being in high school. Now listening to it reminds me even more of being in high school. Best days of my life. That trip to Montreal was fun, though. I think I've talked about it before. It snowed on Halloween. Doesn't get much better than that, folks. Snowing on Halloween. In the middle there, we heard the Dells from their Oh What a Night LP, Moving On. An LP that I got for free from Cow Records. It was in the dollar bin. The guy gave it to me for free, let's just say. Cow Records and PB, not an OB. Love the Cow Records and PB. Good memories there. Right next to my favorite ice cream place, Mr. Frosty. Believe it or not. And we started that off with Lemuria. Different girls from their Pebble record, which will make me think of a good show at the Che Cafe when everything's sold out. There's a lot of people there, and, you know, you just sort of can do the door for a bit. Although Greg was in a really bad mood that night. Kind of ruined it for me. He got mad at me for the first time ever. I don't know if he got mad, but he was kind of a dick for the first time ever. Nicest guy around. Just lost it that one time at the Lemuria show. Never forget. Well, coming up next is another Quebecois artist here, Nanette Workman. Pretty cool little record that I picked up last year, that same trip as I got the Sherlocks record. Thought I might use this sort of to dance around to a little bit. That's why I bought it. But there's like boundless Canadian music that's so rad. I can't wait to go back and just immerse myself once again in the boundless, endless Canadian subgenre. So we're going to listen to a song called Donnois un peu de temps. You know what I mean? Nanette Workman. Toujours
backslap you for acting hard, 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 backslap you for acting hard. We'll be right back.
always amazing sounds of Captain Ahab, and of course Actin' Hard, the track from their End of Irony LP. That also features the track that I really love, but is not quite edited the way I would like, called I Don't Have a Dick. This band symbolizes so much to me, as does this LP. When I first moved to San Diego is when the film Snakes on a Plane came out, and Captain Ahab won a song competition and had a song in the movie called Snakes on the Brain. And they also had this song called I Can't Believe It's Not Booty. And I just remember listening to those songs being so confused because, let's face it, everyone I knew loved this band. And a lot of time has gone by, and now I really love this band. One of my favorite bands that I've ever seen. The sweat, the dancing. So it's confusing. It's confusing. But I'm glad I have this record in my record collection. And I'm glad I got to share it with myself and you tonight. Captain Ahab. What can be said about these guys that hasn't already been said? I don't know. Before that, Arthur Connolly, and from his Soul Directions LP, his second record, a song called Hearsay. I think I bought that in Montreal last year. Was, you know, same trip as the Nanette Workman that we listened to before. Sort of showing that Arthur Connolly is one of those guys that no matter where I am, no matter what the context is, always going to want to listen to him. Amazing singer. And he wrote the best meta song about music ever, Sweet Soul Music. Love that song. Could tell you stories about it all day, but I'm not going to. I'm going to push on with another LP close to my heart. Excuse me. The band is Stereo Total. The record, self-titled, I think it's from, maybe 1998, I'm going to say. Yeah, 1998. God, love this band. Mainly because it was John's favorite band. John was a close friend, played the keyboard like a genius. And he introduced us all to Stereo Total. And how could you not like music? That's, I mean, when you hear it, you're going to say, of course, how could you not like this? And also, eventually, we got to play a show with them, John's favorite band. We made dreams a reality. That's what my sort of 2000 to 2005 was all about, making dreams reality. 2005 to present day, making a reality, a dream, maybe? Not too sure. But, yeah, geez, we played a show with them. There was so many people there. It was one of the greatest moments of my life. I find it hard to talk about because I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be name-dropping or, you know, blowing my own horn too much. But it was one of the greatest moments of my life. Quintron played that show. And I just remember I couldn't believe it. I was so happy. And Greg Ellerman stood on stage in a parka and did nothing. And we covered Arcade Fire. And later that was written about in Exclaim magazine. That's Canada's premier national music magazine. So there you go. Those were the good days. So we're going to listen to a song called C'est la mort, 1998, Stereo Total, self-titled first album on Bobsled Records. I'm going to say enjoy, but it doesn't matter if I say it or not. You can't not enjoy this.
Champs-Élysées, je sens que culottes à la Bastille. Monsieur Guillotin et Madame Guillotine. Françoise Hardy, Jacques Dutronc, Joséphine et Napoléon.
Our rent, so many hours in the car, the time and money. sure it was a dream. Ain't no difference if you're black or white. Brothers, you know what I mean. Louie, 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 Louie. Louie, 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 Louie. Louie, 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 Louie. Louie, Louie, you're gonna cry.
With their track Brother Louie, which is from a record called About Us that I got a long time ago. And the reason for acquiring such a record was my friend Jeremy recommended it to me because I love the Zombies and I love the Left Bank. And this is the other dude from the Left Bank, not the one that did Montage. Ian Brown or something like that, or is it from the Zombies? Can't remember the name. Michael Brown. Michael Brown. I'm pretty sure that's it. So yeah, got into this. Obviously, that song's a killer hit. I think it was at the time. Definitely now is on a TV show, so people recognize it that way. But I feel like it makes a good bridge. Makes a good bridge from the 60s to the 70s. That's why I like it a lot. In terms of musical eras, not actual time. Before that, we listened to Jenny Omnicord from her conceptual board game album about traveling across Canada called All Our Little Bones. The track was Blankets and Bones. Jenny Omnicord from Guelph, Ontario. So much hometown pride. Her band is her brother's. She had another band that I can't remember their name right now. Bar Mitzvah Brothers. So that was all family band, almost. And her dad owned a thrift store in Guelph, downtown. And I think I sold a hoodie to him, a special hoodie. I have a special designed hoodie that has both the zip pocket and the kangaroo pocket. It's a zip kangaroo pocket hoodie. One of a kind. That's my idea. Tried to patent it. Tried to sell it. No, I didn't try and patent it. I just hope that you don't steal it. Before that, we started with Stereo Total. I told the story. C'est la mort. Yeah, great. Man, three great songs there. Coming up next, another classic. And I, you know, I've been trying to play one song per record in my record collection, one record per artist. And I feel like I must have played Frog Eyes at some point, but I don't think I have. I really don't think I have. But I know I've talked about Carrie Mercer. I told the story about picking him up on the bus. He was waiting for the bus. Sorry, I was picking him up while he was waiting for the bus. And, you know, it was a good time. That's the story I have about Carrie Mercer. What else? Seen him to set up a show for them, Frog Eyes. Down here in San Diego, it was sort of a disaster. It actually kind of feels like it was really highlighting a negative period in my life. But the music transcends that, transcends those feelings. And the album we're going to listen to is the double LP on Dead Oceans, kind of weird conglomerate label, called Paul's Tomb. track called Sensitive Girls. Frog Eyes make me feel like I'm in Victoria when I listen to them.
System, system, system.
Folk festival classic there, Kate and Ann McGarrickle from their Entre la Jeunesse et la Sagesse LP. A little track about walking down St. Catherine's Street when it's 30 below, because that's what I'm getting ready for. I don't know when I got this record, probably ages ago, probably sometime when I was feeling longing for Canada, stuck down here in Southern California. So I thought I could compensate by buying a sort of mom-friendly Canadian record, and you know, there it is now. I'm liking it now, so it worked. It worked. Before that, we listened to Crass, Penis Envy, always a good record. I think I remember buying that in about 2005, rocking that in my old apartment upstairs, sunny, very privileged and comfortable, listening to Crass. And started all off with Frog Eyes from Paul's Tomb. Frog Eyes just makes me feel like I'm in Victoria. Carrie Mercer's voice makes me feel like I'm in Victoria. That's all you need to know. So finishing off here, episode 64. What is an episode of a complete abridged record collection, the radio show / internet broadcast / internet podcast, where I listen to one song from every record in my record collection without me listening to a battle rap? Well, here is Sparky's Turn by Sparky D. Roxanne, You're Through. It's an answer record from 1985 to Roxanne Shante. Thank you for listening.
About you. catch a stuck up and conceited. You got to be sued because they called you a pair, a plum and a peach, a rock saying, my girl, I'm about to teach you a lesson. Stop listening because my rap will be weak. And by the time I'm through, you know who's the chief. Because I'm Funky D, top female MC. And to disrespect the crew wasn't cool to me because they made you famous, the talk of the town. But now, Roxanne, you're gonna look like a clown because you're nothing but a nasty, sassy, crafty male. It's good you stood them up or they be in jail. Cause you sound like you're fresh out of junior high school. If you think you're a rapper, you must be a fool. A fool and a joke is what you are. You TFO shit and that made you a star. Your ex doc asks what MCs can do. Now answer me this, what got into you? If you didn't know what the MC can do, you shouldn't have made a record, cause now you are through. Cause when you do a show, I think that you should know that if I'm in the crowd and you have best to go. Cause if I grab a mic, I don't think you would like to battle with me, cause I am dynamite. And you are a beginner, you really couldn't win her. Your cracky wacky voice would just be getting thinner, because I am a champ and you are just a scam. I think it would be better if you just broke camp. Cause the dude with the name that sounds like a hat might love your dome with a baseball bat. But don't get nervous, cause they really think you're funny. They understand that you get it for money. Hit it, spider. Just in case you didn't hear, Sparky D is in the place. Yes, I'm here. Here to say Roxanne can't hang. So be for real, huh, Miss Thang? Cause me, the Playgirls, and UTFO hail from Brooklyn. So now you know.
But did they take it to the beach?
That's what they planned. But all they would have done was dumped her in the sand.
She's Sparky D.
You can't hang with me.
Roxanne, you're through.
Girl, I'm stepping all over you. I'm light skin, I'm thinking loud, I'm down low and qualified to turn you on and always chilling, always ready, always willing. Anyone that disagree to try to hang on you will see that rock, rock, and I can't go on with the shake of the. Your mind's in a trance, and soon enough, darling, I'll be rocking your cash, your bike, your credit, your 98 too. Now tell me, fly guys, what can you do? Now if you don't like to step off down the road, cause I may be bitter real, not 10 characters. But tell the homeboys and the homegirls too that they should never ever mess with Sparky D's crew. Mona, Lisa, City Slim, Mosky, and the cold-blooded house rockin' Sparky D. I'm better than ever, you can never be this clever. My rap is so strong, it's tougher than leather. I'm different and gifted and better than terrific. And if you don't like it, you got to deal with it. So Roxanne, my girl, you're here by one. I'm the deafest female to ever be born. So take your corny snacks and your cold weak raps and stick them where you found them, Cracker Jack. Roxanne 1 and Roxanne 2 and the other duck out of luck female crews. You can say what you like, try to diss me on the mic. When I'm in the house, you get on your bike. Cause now, my friends, don't you ever forget, this is Sparky D's world and you're living in it.